You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says any decision on reopening the border with Victoria will depend on the health advice she gets. And she says the next 2 weeks will reveal whether Victorian authorities can keep any outbreaks under control. As Victoria reopened and people headed to bars, restaurants and shops after months of being confined, there were scenes captured on social media of behaviour known to fuel outbreaks, including video of people gathered closely together in long queues at shopping centres. Premier Berejiklian says it will take about 2 weeks of data to get a clear picture of how much virus is spreading throughout Victoria. She says New South Wales is well ahead of the other states and territories when it comes to keeping businesses COVID safe.
We are the only state that has such intense COVID safe plans for businesses, for community events and community gatherings. We're very proud of that. And we would have hoped that other states would have built their resilience during periods of borders being up or lockdowns.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the majority of businesses are compliant with the rules, and he says any found to be committing breaches will be penalised.
I don't want the non-compliance in some businesses to detract from the amazing performance, I think, in the vast majority of business settings. But I just say this, there are fines, they are significant, and they will be levied. Everyone has to take this seriously. Everyone.
Daniel Andrews has constantly stressed he doesn't want Victoria to replicate what's happening in so many other countries that have reopened, suffered a huge increase in cases and being forced to go back into lockdown. Australia's chief scientist, Dr. Alan Finkel, is leading a national review into contact tracing and outbreak management and will be presenting a report to National Cabinet in a couple of weeks. He's told Senate estimates all the states and territories are now well equipped to handle outbreaks.
I'm actually pleased, proud and rather confident in our ability to cope with managing the transmission down to an extremely low level, including zero.
Dr. Finkel has been working as a consultant to the Victorian Department of Health and Human Services since early August, as the state has overhauled its contact tracing system. Under questioning from Liberal Senator James Patterson, Dr. Finkel says the Victorian system is now impressive.
Is that a fair assessment from Daniel Andrews, that it's the best in the country and that it will be emulated by others?
It's certainly not it's not incorrect. The reason why I phrased it carefully is that we need some more weeks of testing the system because it's all very new. But by design and implementation, it's very impressive.
Daniel Andrews referenced those comments when responding to a question about why Victoria didn't have its own QR code system in place before reopening.
Those comments are not for nothing. They are, I think, a really strong reinforcement that we do have some new systems and systems that we can be very much confident about. But you've got to get this right. And it's not quite as simple as taking something from another state or taking something off the shelf. You've got to get it right. And this process, I think we will, in fact, Rachel, if you were to compare the two pathways, I think we will finish up with a universal QR product ahead of well ahead of the equivalent point on New South Wales's journey, for instance.
Victoria detected 3 new coronavirus cases and no additional deaths. One of the new cases is linked to Melbourne's northern suburbs outbreak, while the other 2 are under investigation to determine if they are new cases or examples of persistent shedding of the virus from historic infections. New South Wales recorded 4 new locally acquired cases. Authorities say 3 of the new cases are from the same household in southwestern Sydney and had been isolating before returning positive results. The source of infections for the other local case is still under investigation. As part of the effort to trace the geographical spread of the virus, sewage sampling is being undertaken. In Sydney, the detection of the virus can't pinpoint virus hotspots because the catchments are so vast. Key Lee from Sydney Water has told SBS Cantonese about 80 samples are tested each week. He says there are plans to almost double that rate and to test smaller areas.
We are expecting 150 per week by Christmas this year. Sydney Water is working with New South Wales Health to undertake sampling and testing in smaller geographical settings from within the wastewater network, which could help identify hotspots.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.